Bids for Kids, 15th annual MyTalk Bids for Kids Day here at MyTalk 107.1. And we've got some new packages for and experiences for people to bid on. But just to finish out last hour, how much did our, we did get in studio. People are coming to join us. I think it's Elisa.
Yeah, Lisa's got it.
One of the Lisas is going to come in.
Yeah.
And then we have this package that's been on sale all day. The Twins Experience Package and Twins Flyaway Washington, D.C. Experience. And that currently is at $1,400. And that includes going to two games, the Twins versus the Washington Nationals.
Oh, amazing.
Two tickets to the games, two round-trip tickets on Delta, two nights hotel stays, two different restaurants with a $100 gift card, too.
Wow.
And the seats are going to be great because one of the Nationals pitchers grew up here and played for Bloomington Jefferson, and his name is
Josh Irvin.
Jake Irvin. He's a pitcher for them, and he got really good seats. And this is kind of him driving this because he came home this summer because his family still lives here and visited the Ronald McDonald House and was like, "How can I get more involved?" So he put together this great package. So that is going to be auctioned off till 6 o'clock tonight. If you're just joining us, the current bid right now is $1,400, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. Our number here for everything we're auctioning off is 651-647-5437.
Yep.
And this our package is grand, going to the Minnesota Twins.
2 weeks from today.
Yes, it is. It's an afternoon on April 25th at 12:10. We started with 14. We are down to
eight
tickets left.
Thank you, guys.
This is a deal. It's just $125, and you're going to be in a suite with Grant. And they are going to be playing the Chicago White Sox.
A nice little rivalry game. Fun day game. Hopefully the sun's out. And, you know, the big thing about a suite is it's hard to get access to a suite because you usually have to buy the entire suite. Well, this way you can get access to a suite for just $125.
Yes.
Great deal.
It's a big deal. And we'd like to thank Eagle Lab for donating
that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're delighted right now to be joined by Katie Egert. And you are a Ronald McDonald House grandmother.
I am.
But we were just talking about different names for grandmothers here.
Go, go.
You're a grandma.
I'm a brand new grandma. Yeah. I still don't know what my grandma name is going to be.
Glamma. We'll call you Glamma today.
Who knows what that kid will call you? That's who names you.
That's what I understand. Yeah. So it's a wonderful time in life. I couldn't be happier. And I'm so happy to be here with Lori and Julia. I've listened to my talk since the AM station, and I couldn't be happier. And
you said Ian was on AM.
Ian was on AM, and just love Ian so much, and actually kind of got involved in this local Ronald McDonald House charity through the Ian Memorial fundraiser that was a few weeks ago. Yeah. It just was perfect timing right after our experience as a family, and it couldn't have been happier to be a part of that.
And what did you say about when you signed in today?
Oh my gosh, I signed into the front desk and I thought, Will Steger is here? I get to meet Will Steger?
Signed in right after him.
He's a big deal. So I thought that was wonderful.
What an
icon in Minnesota nationally.
He really is. It was cool. But thank you for coming in. So
you're welcome.
Tell everybody what your Ronald McDonald House experience was.
It was unexpected. On Valentine's Day, just this past year, Our daughter and son-in-law, who are from Minnesota, stationed at Eglin Air Force Base in Destin, Florida, had a baby. And my husband and I were down there enjoying Florida a little bit and thought we'll hang around on the beach and then we'll be here when the baby comes. And so we were down there and it was a perfectly uneventful pregnancy. And during the birth process, the baby had some complications and the hospital where they delivered was small. And the baby had to be transported to a neonatal unit in Pensacola, about an hour away. And so here we were, the family's, it's unexpected. The kids have been out for 24 hours giving birth and the baby is transported away. And before they even had an opportunity to worry about where are we going to stay, where are we going to eat, the hospital said, we have you signed up at the Ronald McDonald House at the Sacred Heart Church in Pensacola.
Oh.
And it was just a burden off their shoulders. And then we got to understand what real benefits there were. While the baby was in the NICU and her daughter was still an hour away recovering from giving birth, my husband and son-in-law were able to get meals at the in-hospital family center. There's the building next door, and then on site they were able to get meals and not leave the baby's side. Just it made it so they could stay in the hospital and care for the baby and not
run themselves ragged.
Oh, and worry in an unfamiliar place. Where's a restaurant? Where's the best hotel?
And you don't want to leave, really. No.
And at one point, my daughter, who had had a room at the Ronald McDonald House, but slept with her baby most of the time, said, "I just need a shower." And just around the corner, they said, "Oh, we have one right here on the floor. Come here." And she said they had all the toiletries you needed. She said they gave her a care package with bottles of water and toys for the baby. And I think the most important thing, and she said as I was prepping to come on here today, mm-hmm. she said they just made us feel so, they had such compassion. And mm-hmm. we were there for a short time, which is a blessing. Mm-hmm. But they just made us feel like family. And it was so warm. Their experience was so good. I walked in to the Ronald McDonald House one morning to meet them. And I was unexpectedly overtaken with emotion.
Oh, wow.
Because I knew that my daughter and son-in-law were so cared for. And the people there, they were so sweet. They came out to me and they said, they hugged me. They saw me crying. They said, "What can we do to make it better?" I said, "This is just so emotional, the care that you are giving people." And then I connected with Amy, who's mm-hmm. the director here in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. And she said, "Please come and tour our facility here mm-hmm. so you get to know what we offer and really learn so much more about it." They have a school here. From kindergarten to senior in high school, it's a one-room schoolhouse, and they teach children and families and siblings. It's a wonderful experience, and mm-hmm. you don't know you're going to need it always, mm-hmm. and it was a completely unexpected need for our family, and it was there, and we are now forever supporters of the Ronald McDonald House.
Oh, gosh, and we don't think of that they're in other locations outside of, we just know the five locations here in the Twin Cities, but to have you be in Florida and mm-hmm. have you be able to take advantage of them, and just the fact that it's already so stressful, your baby is, being sent away to go in NICU, to just have no worries. No, we've got you.
I love that the hospital knows to make the connection, the trust is there, that they know that they can, offer you something. I mean, because they normally, what would they have done? Give you some names of some hotels.
The communication was already in place. They didn't even have to worry about it. And
that's incredible.
And it made that whole, before they even realized that they had logistics to deal with, it was already covered. Mm-hmm. So
it's really cool.
And they were residents there for about 3 days. And mm-hmm. their families, when I was at the facility here, their families who've been there since September.
I know.
With their children and their siblings. And I was so impressed with what they're doing here. The new kitchen, you guys have seen that, haven't you?
We've heard about it. Amy just told us about it. But they make 3,000 meals a week there. Oh. It's a state-of-the-art facility where they make all their own meals. And, when you talk about the families, if your daughter and son-in-law had another child, where do you take that child when a crisis is going mm-hmm. on? And they take care of the family at Ronald McDonald House, because the parents are so probably freaked out and worried about the sick one. These other ones need attention and care and education and toys and games. We do a toy drive at Christmas for them every year. And there's just...
For the closet,
yeah. The toy closet.
The
wonderful idea.
Yeah, Santa stops, we call them. Mm-hmm. But they're just wonderful. And I'm so... You don't know when you're going to need it, like you said, Katie. And I'm just so glad. And is your granddaughter, grandson?
Grandson, mm-hmm. JJ. And he is doing well. He's thriving. He is he's just a pride and joy.
Isn't that fun?
Well, when he starts talking, prompt him, try and get him to call you Go-Go.
Much of it. Because that's a perfect name.
It's a big discussion when you don't feel like you want to be called Grandma yet. What the heck do we have these kids call us?
I feel young and vibrant. I don't feel like Grandma yet, but it's a wonderful honor. So
it is. It's the best.
It is. And I was in the prep room here where they're taking all the bids, and mm-hmm. I was looking at some of the prices, and I saw the Flyaway Twins ticket and thought, I have to tell people, bid on this. This is such a great deal.
It is such a great deal.
$1,400 when I last mm-hmm. saw it. I thought I would think that this is really going to be much higher.
Well, because the bidding goes till 6.
So it does.
Lori thinks it's going to be hot at the last minute.
It gets hot and heavy at 5:45.
It really is. It really is a big deal to go on that trip for $1,400 right now. And it's really delightful to meet you, Katie. I know that we have connections in Woodbury, and our kids probably went to school, but we've never met before. And I'm delighted to meet you. She's a much better tennis player than I am, so I won't see her on the court. And she's way taller than me, and I could never lob over your head.
Oh, yeah. She's going to drive her forehand
Katie, but I'm so happy to meet you.
Thank you, Julia. And very nice to meet you, too, Lori, as well. Thank you for having me on today. I'm just so proud to be able to help to raise any money we can for mm-hmm. this wonderful organization.
Thank you so much. And we'll be seeing you around. We, if you want to give money to Ronald McDonald House, because they do so many great things. We talked about it earlier that just $100 buys school lunches for the kids for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just go to mytalk1071.com. And it's right there on the homepage. You can click on the bids for kids, or you can type in keyword kids.
They make it real easy.
And donate mm-hmm. here. We'd love it. We'd love to raise more money for them. They do so many wonderful things. And I just love hearing your experience, because it wasn't dramatic and long like everybody else, but a short-term absolute need and to feel completely taken care of.
Oh, warmed, welcomed, and compassion. It was wonderful.
And the baby's name is Jake. What'd you say?
JJ.
JJ.
Mm-hmm.
KJ. I love it. You could be KK.
Thought
Katie.
About that.
That could have a K is hard for a kid to say.
Yeah, it could be.
Thank you so much for your time. And if you want to donate, go to 651-647-5437. We're going to take a quick break. Okay, so we earlier, Chan Assen Dinner Theater graciously donated a lot of tickets for us to have people sit with us and watch Beautiful, the Carole King story, the musical. And Katie, who was just here, just saw it. I mean, everyone is seeing this and absolutely loving it. I know Jess is going soon. I know Mary's going soon from work here. This is such a spectacular show. Singing, dancing, 29 dancers, cast, music, choreography.
Well, I talked to Casey about it, and he was just like, wow, I had no idea what an amazing story Carole King has. It's the true story of how she got started and rose to fame. He did so much Googling. He also, really loved the chicken chan. He's like, that is really a good meal. Both he and your mom, Julia, loved it. But also, they got fantastic concerts in the tribute area. Gladys Knight, Tina Turner, Johnny Cash, all that coming up. Visit chanhassendt.com for tickets. They're always entertaining you.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
That's all it is. Okay, we need to do some table setting right now. What is up for auction for Bids for Kids is the Minnesota Twin Suite with Grant on April 25th. It's a 12:10 p.m. game. I imagine, Lori, we're going to be able to go to things in the afternoons.
I know.
The price is $125 a ticket, which is a steal to be in a suite. Mm-hmm. And it's, we have how many left to sell, Grant?
We have eight left of those. And the nice thing about it is
your mom is going.
My mom is going to be there.
Grant's mom, Victoria, bought two tickets.
Yeah, and we've got another surprise family member that will be there as well. So you can hang out with the whole fam. It's going to be kind of fun.
Oh, Grant,
yeah.
That would be really special.
I'm excited.
And yeah. I'm telling you, Grant's a great host. And, it's really fun to see the Twins, and they're taking on the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah.
And just even to, get in a good seat and get settled, this is a huge deal.
Yeah, you're getting about $70-$80 if you're sitting in a good seat. So you're sitting in a suite,
And it's a suite.
And the nice thing is it's at 12:10. It could be a nice, beautiful day. And then, like I said, you can go home and check out if you want to make it a sports day, the NFL draft. You won't miss the NFL draft. That's
right.
What a lot of people might be concerned about, but you won't miss it. So that's good.
You won't miss it. The number to call is 651-647-5437. And then at the bottom of the hour, we have another in-studio priceless visit if you want to join us. And we have specific dates for these because we had to plan it when, other stuff isn't going on. And this would be for May 8th. And May 8th is going to be on a, I believe it's a Wednesday. Wednesday, May 8th. And they start at $250. Our last one went to Lisa. She will be joining us. With mm-hmm. It's you and a friend can come and join us. And, you know, Grant said, we were talking earlier about our manual with Will Steger. Mm-hmm. And the shanty song that Rocco made for us. So Grant found
it. Down.
Why don't we play that shanty song?
Should we give it a shot?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, now I remember.
What should we do with the low J Manuel? What should we do with the low J Manuel? What should we do with the low J Manuel? Now that we're remodeling. Boo-hoo, down it's coming. Boo-hoo, down it's coming. Boo-hoo, down it's coming. Now that we're remodeling. Hanging in the halls of an art museum, hanging in the halls of an art museum, hanging in the halls of an art museum, now that we're remodeling. Boo-hoo, down it's coming, boo-hoo, down it's coming, boo-hoo, down it's coming, now that we're remodeling. Bring it to the fair and charge admission, bring it to the fair
these
and
are good
charge
ideas.
Admission, bring it to the fair and charge admission, now that we're remodeling. Boo-hoo, down it's coming, boo-hoo. Down it's coming, boo-hoo, down it's coming, really now that we're remodeling. Give it all away except George Clooney, give it all away except George Clooney, give it all away except George Clooney,
he was up there a lot.
Now that we're remodeling. Boo-hoo, down it's coming, boo-hoo, down it's coming, boo-hoo, down it's coming, now that we're remodeling. Take a final glance at the Hamaconda. Take a final glance at the Hamaconda. Take a final glance at the Hamaconda. Now that we're remodeling. Boo-hoo, down it's coming. Boo-hoo, down it's coming. Boo-hoo, down it's coming. Now that we're remodeling. Put it on the ceiling of Lori's bedroom. Put it on the ceiling of Lori's bedroom. Put it on the ceiling of Lori's shanty. Now that we're remodeling. That's what you do with the low J Manuel. That's what you do with the low J Manuel. That's what you do with the low J Manuel. Now that we're remodeling.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I have to say that I am the predominant voice there.
Finally.
Why is that?
Because you were more into it that day than I was.
Is that what it was?
I think it was. I remember us. Well, every time I sing, there is this listener called Linda. You know who you are, mm-hmm. and we know her very well. Mm-hmm. Stop. Singing.
Yeah.
I mean, I get this. It's the minute. She has my text. All text. Linda, you know who you are. Absolutely. Every time.
She's not wrong.
No, she isn't wrong.
No.
So,
but
maybe,
she's yet to text me that.
But she sends it right
worse
to the
than
source.
You.
No, she thinks I'm the worst.
Okay.
So it's just so funny. But I think for
Rocco,
our studio.
That was a lot of Rocco, lyrics.
He's amazing. Amazing. Yeah. He's amazing. Yeah, you know,
Jess sent us a note saying donations to make the song stop.
Right, I know, I love it. You know, we need to get some donations, people.
Yeah.
Let's just see here. So we've
still
got
8 tickets available.
Yeah,
to
we
the
do.
Twin suite.
We do. The twin suite it's such a good deal.
Yeah.
$125 a ticket. Sometimes it's hard to get the afternoons off, Grant. We
That's
know
true.
That.
That's
we,
a tough
one.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yep.
But
work on calling in sick. Come up
Lori,
with the, you've
Lori
got a bad
you
stomach, you know.
Oh,
I
yeah.
ate something, I got a bad stomach.
Oh yeah.
Whoa, can't leave.
Right. I mean,
I don't dare leave the bathroom.
I mean, seriously, we are notorious for one thing. We're horrible at fundraising compared to like Jason.
Look at how well we did last year at Project Down
we
and Dirty.
We did do well last year.
Yeah.
But it's time for us to sweeten the pot. I think we have this area in our studio where we could put up a mini man wall.
Yeah, of course.
For the in-studio visits because mm-hmm. we have saved
we'll
literally.
We'll
we will decorate
yeah.
for you.
Sure.
We will. I don't know what else we could do. We could have a sing-along.
Well,
I don't
we're
know.
Not even at that bidding one
I know,
yet,
but that's going to be starting. But right now, let's go to
You're
the Twins game.
Future anxiety
I know.
Bidding.
I'm already having it.
Yeah.
Grant.
It's okay. You know, I mean, how about, you know, since it would be, what time would they become? I mean, we always like the random thoughts. You could participate
well,
in
you
that.
Could help us out. We'll let you be part of it. Okay, but Grant and actually, we still owe my friend Jerry.
Yeah.
From last year.
We do.
To come back. But Grant, we've got these tickets, and
yeah.
Grant will let you catch the baseball if it comes towards you.
Yeah, and if we get one, I'll give you the foul ball. Absolutely. We'll have whatever it takes to get you guys to come
whatever
along.
Whatever it takes.
Yes.
Grant will sing the shanty. With Victoria.
Yes, that's right.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're raising money for Ronald McDonald House today. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hey, everybody. everybody. It's Lori and Julia here for Sweet Living Senior Care. With 18 metro-wide communities, there's probably one close to you. They offer assisted living, memory care, and hospice care. You know, when we toured it, we were very, we just thought these are lovely communities. They've only, they're very small, only 32 suites. It's brand new and beautiful. And, you know, some of the things that they talk to us about is it's such a big decision when you're moving your loved ones into assisted living. But what they offer there is they have a higher staff to resident ratio. In other communities, it's usually 1 to 10 or 1 to 12. They offer a 1 to 8 ratio. They have two-person assists if you have a larger person. They've got wider, you know, spaces to get in and out of the bathrooms. You can bring your own furniture with you into your room. They have a lot of love going on there and want to keep people active. They've got, you know, spiritual help there. It was really just a lovely place.
Very, and I like the coziness.
Visit sweetlivingseniorcare.com to schedule your tour. Thanks for hanging out with us today. It's our 15th annual Bids for Kids here on My Talk, where we're raising money for the Ronald McDonald Homes, the Upper Midwest. There's five homes that we're raising money for. And couldn't be more delighted. We still have a few grand. How many left to sit in the suite with you for the twins?
Still got eight seats left to go.
All right.
You know, we've got some a little
125
bit.
125 each.
125 each. Not bad. I know it is the middle of the day. It's tough, but we'll have some fun and we'll get to know a little bit about the twins. It'll be a good time.
So I think so. And they're playing the Chicago White Sox. The number to call is 651-647-5437. Yep. So I don't know how long we've been doing studio sit-ins, Lori, but we've been doing them for
a
long time. Pretty much since we started.
Because we figured out, maybe people would like to come in and see what happens. And we would get asked for donations for things.
Yeah, people who would have charity events or
actions.
We would use our studio as one of the ways to help them raise money. Well, we today are using it to help the Ronald McDonald House to raise money. And we have a studio sit-in, which means you come to My Talk, which is at the Hubbard Building. You're here from 4 to 6. You can bring a guest and hang out. And our next one is for May 8th.
All right. These are all Wednesdays.
They're Wednesdays. And this is, the starting bid is $250. Priceless, according to Lori.
It is.
We've already said we will put up a mini man wall for photo ops. We will let you participate lightly. If you have a good voice, we'll let you sing. We'll figure out some way to include you, but we'd love it if you did this. And this is for Ronald McDonald House and the kids, another way to raise money. Yesterday I started the countdown that you said I wasn't allowed to do, but we do have 46 programs left to off the air.
Actually, more than that.
You said 57 yesterday.
I've added sped up time. Uh-huh. Was it 56?
It was 57
How
yesterday.
How did I go down so far?
You went 11 days.
I did.
Yeah.
All right.
It's the math.
It's okay.
It's 55 now. But that is going to end.
Yeah.
That is going to end at the end of June. So we would love it. 651-647-5437. Grant, do you have like a, you know, when you're, okay, we've got tickets to give away to something else.
Something
All right,
we've got
to focus.
Yeah.
Focus.
Yeah.
All right, we've got tickets to give away to Matchbox 20. They're going to be at the grandstand at the Minnesota State Fair on August 30th. The show, I believe, starts at 7:30. Those tickets are not available for sale yet till Friday morning, which is tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Yep.
And we're going to have you callers finish the line, and you will call our regular MyTalk number, 651-641-1071. And then we're going to take the first three callers or four callers, and then we're going to play Finish the Line. And while Grant gets that all racked up, Lori.
Yes. Well, I would just like to ask your opinion of the whole Bridgerton season 3 trailer that we watched today, because that's coming out like May 16th. And it's, we have a full trailer at last, and it looks like Penelope Featherington is going to be the focus of this next season.
And we knew that. And she was Miss.
She's the Miss.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you call it?
Penmaker. Lady Heatherton.
Well, she's Penelope Featherton is Lady Whistledown.
Whistledown.
Yeah.
And you called her. We've called.
No, she is Penelope Featherington, but she's also Lady Whistledown.
It looks so good. And Lori never watched the last one, which I'm telling you, you missed out on. It was so good. But so this is going to be, it looked good. We posted
it. Looked good. We haven't seen a trailer. We've just seen these little teases. Yep. And we're like, give us something, give us something. So that is, you know, It looks good.
It does look good. We have to give a shout out to Nikki, who just gave $500.
Woo!
Hey!
And is that a bid to do the studio sit-in? I'm thinking. I don't know. Because it's kind of big. So we will find out clarification on that. Oh, it's a bid. So it's $500 for a studio sit-in. Thank you, Nikki.
Jeez.
Big time.
Nikki. All right. So, Grant, do we have our
yeah,
listeners?
I've got three.
So it's $500, and we have to... the end of the hour for people to bid on that.
Yep. All right. Well, we've got Angela, Michelle, and Heather ready to do a little finish the line. You know, we've been having some fun with them this week. It's been pretty easy, you know, if you know the Matchbox 20 songs. But Angela is on the phone.
Hi, Angela.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing even better by the minute.
Awesome.
She's feeling lucky.
I love it. We can hear the smile in your voice, Angela.
There's a smile on my face.
That's awesome. All right. So you know how to do this. Grant's going to play it. And when it stops, you sing the next line.
Okay.
All right. This is for Matchbox 20 tickets. Here we go.
Oh, hold on. I don't know the rest of the song.
Oh, no.
That's okay.
I didn't either. I was waiting for you to sing it.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, Angela, sorry. Shoot. Try again tomorrow, honey. We've got one more day. Okay. Let's go to Michelle. Michelle, you're on MyTech 107.1. Hi, are you feeling lucky?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
I'm not crazy. I'm just a little unwell right now. No, you can't tell.
Yeah. You even got the second line.
Well done.
Yes. Oh, nice job.
Michelle, congratulations.
I'm not going to cry.
Oh, who are you going to take?
I don't know yet.
All right.
Have you ever won before with us?
I won Brad Paisley tickets years ago to the fair.
Wow.
Oh, that was a good win.
That was a good win.
Pair of tickets, and now you've done it again. We're your lucky charms.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Oh, Michelle, you're so cute. You're welcome. That's so cute. Grant's going to get all your information, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks for hanging out with us. All right.
Bye.
We heard from our first hour winner of the studio sit-in.
Yeah.
And she's Lisa from Salute Dental, where I go to the dentist to Julia. And no, Lisa, and I won the May 1st studio sit-in. I'm so excited.
Oh.
So, Lisa, we're so excited for you and to see you and hang out with you on May 1st. So we have another studio sit-in. Bid going on right now. We have $500 from Nikki, and that is to sit in the studio with us on May 8th. Mm-hmm. And the current bid is $500. And just want to remind people, we have 8 more seats to hang out with Grant and his mom, Victoria.
And I love that.
I know, Grant.
People are trying to arrange their schedule for 2 weeks from today and see what they can do.
These are coming up quick, right?
That was one thing. You know, you and I really couldn't call in sick to this job
ever,
because it would put the other one.
We could never do it to each other.
We had to genuinely be sick.
Because we thought, I'm leaving you all the burden, or you're leaving me all the burden.
Yeah, so this is the only job I've ever had that I've never...
We haven't
fake called in sick or come up with some kind of a thing. If we were sick, we really were sick. Mm-hmm. It was the only job I was honest in my sick leave on.
Because.
And I wonder if I've used it all.
Oh, she's so funny. Okay, we know you've used your vacation. We've looked that into
some.
2030.
And then some.
But it's so true.
It is.
It is so true, because I always think, you know, I'm not feeling great today. I would love to have a mental health day, but it leaves you with everything.
Yeah.
You just leave the other person hang. It's 3 hours of talking.
Yeah. So I did think about that, because Casey was asking me something this morning. I thought, wow. I said, you know, in 22 years, I've never fake called in sick to the radio.
Mm-mm. Have we done it together?
That's what I was with. That's what he said. Did you do it together? And I said,
I don't think
we have.
If we've done anything like that together,
no,
I don't think we have.
No,
because we know.
We think, well, it would put a burden on Donnie Love and whoever, Grant to find somebody.
Yeah.
So no, we're never even able to come up with a devious plot to, because you know what I'd call in sick for? In 2 weeks, May 15th, I'd call in sick. We're not going to do it, but we've been invited to a panel at the Paley Center in Beverly Hills, and Carol Burnett and But it's a Bob Mackie thing. I think it might be a documentary. And Cher and Carol Burnett are on the panel.
Oh.
And I just thought, well, that'd be worth calling in sick for, but who the heck is going to fill in for us?
That's a true story. And who's going to fill it? You know, we should sell studio sit-ins with our future three to six drive time people. We're going to, that would be funny, Lori. Oh,
well, that would be mean because then, even talking that out loud is making people in promotions their heads spin.
Your head is spinning. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to take a quick break. The current bid is $500 from Nikki to studio sit-in, and we have 8 seats available to hang with Grant. Grant, those are going to go.
Yeah, $125, not a bad price.
If you're like me, I'll be like on the text phone during the break. Get these tickets. Come on.
I might get some of my buddies on the line, too.
I know, but it's such a good deal.
Didn't a couple of your kids
last year? Jeff and I bought them for our kids, and then I couldn't go.
Right,
because I had a work thing.
Yeah.
Right. Remember that?
Yes.
That you couldn't call in sick for.
I couldn't go because we had a work event, and it was a nighttime game.
Yes, and we went, and I spent time with your husband, his kids.
My kids and my brother, John.
Brother John, yeah.
That was the ultimate.
Yeah, that was fun.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, gang. It's Lori and Julia here for Learning RX with 7 metro-wide locations. And we're talking about the kids today for bids for kids at Ronald McDonald House. I feel like Learning RX is for the kids, too, and everybody. It's for all ages, but really,
I mean, we got a great testimonial from the Egan location. Here it is. Josh and Wendy have been wonderful to work with. We took a leap of faith that Learning RX was going to be the answer to our daughter's learning challenges. She struggled to retain information, would become easily overwhelmed with multiple step instructions. At the start of the program, she knew 13 uppercase letters and very few letter sounds. Since December, which is when she finished, her confidence has skyrocketed. She's passing her spelling test, keeping pace with her classmates. It was this processing and information. So they were able to help her.
I love it. Learning RX can help you too. It all starts with a 1-hour assessment. Call them today. Mention us and the assessment's 50% off. Come on, bid. Do it for the kids. Do it for the kids. We could do a shanty. Let's bid the kids. Let's pay for the kids. Let's go to the twins with Granty. Granty, let's go to the twins with Granty. Granty, let's go to the twins. Okay, here's the deal, people. We have a special day happening here at My Talk. It's our 15th annual Bids for Kids, where we've put together special experiences that you're not going to be able to have anyplace else. And we still have 8 tickets left to hang out in the suite with Grant on
April 25th,
it's a day great game.
Yeah, 12-10 game, so you could sneak away for lunch if you have to. Mm-hmm. Come back, you know, if you can't get out of work.
The games go faster. You could maybe sneak away and then come right back later. Yeah. I've got a dentist appointment.
Right. Midday dentist, those are the best.
You know, or my mom needs me. I've used that one, I have to admit. Mm-hmm. Not for work, but I have used that one to get out of things. Mm-hmm. And so that's just for $125 to sit in a suite and very, very cool. Do they give hot dogs out in the suite, Grant?
I do not know. I don't. Right. It doesn't say snacks with our thing here. I'll look and ask, though. I'll find out.
Okay, and then we also have an in-studio sit-in with Lori and I for May 8th. The current bid is, I believe, from Nikki at $500. And I also want to say that, just to remind people, the big over everything big one is the Twins Fly Away to D.C. package, which is currently at $1,400. And Lori thinks there's going to be this mad rush at $555 for everyone to bid on that package. But if you're new and you just started listening right now, I want to let people know what it is. It's May 20th and 21st. You're going to fly out to Washington, D.C., see the Minnesota Twins play the Washington Nationals. You're going to have great seats there because the Twins, the Nationals pitcher, who's from here, Jake Irvin, is getting great seats for you. So I know they're going to be good. You get $200 vouchers to 2 great restaurants right by the stadium. You get Delta round trip tickets, and you get to stay overnight in a hotel. I mean, this is a big, big, nice thing. And the current bid for all of that is $1,400. So the number to call is 651-647-5437. Coming up for us, it's such a deal. I mean, I just want to put my money down now.
I know.
We had something big like this last Bids for Kids.
We'd have to call in sick.
I know we would, Lori. And we, but if we do it together, yeah, is that right. being mean to each other?
Yeah, but it's being mean to somebody, Grant.
It is being mean to Grant.
We'd be all right, though.
It really
would come in and she'd bring someone fun along.
It really is. And, you know, we talked about it earlier. If you just want to make a dollar donation as well, $100 buys school lunches for a week for all the kids staying at the Ronald McDonald House. So that's kind of something that you can see. This is going for that. And you just go to mytalk1071.com, type in keyword kids, or there's just bids for kids right in the cover, and you can click on that. And in the meantime, coming up at 5 o'clock, Janet Jackson.
That's right.
That's the...
So we're going to be in the suite, and I think it's a Tuesday night, June 18th.
Mm-hmm,
and we have 14 seats available to see Miss Jackson with Nelly.
Oh.
And at the Excel Center, and those go for $200 each. And we do have potato chips.
And a priceless concert going experience.
And we do. And we have a great suite location, and it's super fun. Yeah. Those are fun nights.
We'll be meeting at Zamboni's, formerly known as the Eagle.
The Eagle,
yeah.
Before the concert, but Tuesday night. And I saw this show last year.
Yeah, you did.
And Miss Jackson, her wardrobe is Christian Siriano.
Mm.
And it's basically... her greatest hits. She has so many songs.
She
and
does.
Then I forgot who opened for her last year. It was equally as good of a bill as having R.
Nelly.
Nelly, excuse me, not R. Kelly.
Worry.
Oh, that's a bad Freudian song. But Nelly, but I forget who opened it, but it was our guy, Luda.
Oh, Luda. I'm at the top of the game.
Yeah, Ludacris opened. And so it was like a 2-for-1 concert in that way, and the crowd was just super giddy. And
Nelly, though, it's getting hot.
Yeah, you saw him last summer. You know how many good songs he has.
He has so many good songs. Yeah. So the number to call is 651-647-5437. Those are not available till 5 o'clock, though. So we are texting all of our Twins fans. How are the Twins doing, Grant?
Not too well right now, unfortunately, but that's okay. They're going to turn it around by April 25th.
You
but
know it.
Their pitching has been dismal with injury or hit with the injuries. We've had our star player Royce Lewis go down in the first game of the year.
How about that?
So it's been a slow start. Weather has played an effect in that. We haven't had a lot of games, but you know what? It's a marathon, not a sprint with
baseball. Yes, it is.
So
yes, it is.
It's okay.
Yes, it is. And I just wanted to let you know that the weird thing is continuing where our NFL team goes and plays globally. They announced today that the first game this year is going to be the Philadelphia Eagles will take on the Green Bay Packers in Brazil.
Oh my gosh.
And then they've got the London series, and then they've got the Germany series.
That's a lot of travel for these guys.
Well, the thing is it preseason?
No,
these are regular season, and you lose a home game due to it. One team has to. It's
brutal.
It's brutal on the players.
Yeah, especially Brazil.
Oh, my gosh.
London isn't so bad because,
six hours.
You get the 9:15 start or 9:30 start in the morning. It's not too bad. And they usually have like a team stay for two games in a row, so there's less travel. But
do not forget, I was the team coordinator on the Carlson trip.
Oh, the first game they went overseas.
Carlson Company, the first overseas game, the Bears versus the Vikings in Göteborg, Sweden.
Göteborg,
and I worked with Jeff Diamond.
Yes, you did.
He was the general manager
of the Twins at the time.
Of the Vikings.
Oh, well, the Vikings. Yes, you're right.
Jeff, and then I worked with, I forget who the guy was in Chicago, but it was, Butkus was there, and what's his name was the coach,
Mike Ditka.
Mike Ditka was the coach.
Yep.
And
was Jerry Burns our coach?
No, I can't remember who it was because this would have been like 1987.
Oh no, the guy before.
But it was the first time a game had been played, and I mean the Vikings, chef's kiss. They had the roster to us of who was going, who was traveling with him. Mr. Carlson rented 2 747s. Chartered 2 747. We gave away most of the seats.
Right.
But we did sell a few packages, but the Chicago Bears were an absolute nightmare to get even the names of the players and who was coming with. Because when you do a thing like
that, you have to have the itineraries for everybody and passport information and everything.
Yeah, there's all this stuff. And I had people doing that, but I was like the liaison between Mr. Carlson and the team. Mm-hmm. And then I was his escort with Mrs. Carlson in Göteborg.
And I was that ad girl for him.
It was a very funny experience.
I can't imagine, Lori, how funny that was.
And we had to work with McDonald's because that was the only McDonald's and a couple other places to put out welcome mats or to have things that explained American football, what the basic rules were.
Well, and just so you know, that was Uncle Burnsy. Jerry Burns was the coach in 86 through 91. So okay, he was the coach, in fact, which is crazy.
But Diamond was the general manager.
He was, yes. Mm-hmm. And just so going back to how much of an experience that was and how time consuming that was with what we've got, you're just going over to D.C.
Yeah.
And you've got a flight and you've got two hotel rooms.
Everything's taken care of.
And if you go sit in, you know, the suite with you at the Twins, there will be basic snacks. Yes. And non-alcoholic beverages.
Which is usually that nice French onion dip with the chips, I believe, some popcorn, and maybe a hot dog. But that's the nice basic snacks that they usually have. So
I'm telling you.
But if you want to, the deal right now is that trip.
I know. All right. Keep it going. Open up your wallets. We're raising, this is, you know, a donation. We're raising money for fun, and you get to do fun things. We'll be right back. It's Lori and Julia and Grant on My Talk.